Unit 13. Business Matters. Section A. Dialogue.
I wonder why Biotech Incorporated went bankrupt. They seem to be really taking off.
The word is that the CEO was dipping into the till and that too many people were not pulling their weight.
Where did you hear that?
Oh, on the grapevine. Apart from that, they didn't stick to the type of business they knew something about. They dabbled in too many sidelines and lost money. The management was just too inexperienced to see where they were going wrong.
Well, you seem to be in the know. Where do you get all your information?
Section D. Substitution Exercise.
Where's Arthur? I haven't seen him for a couple of days.
I heard on the grapevine that he was fired.
For what? He always pulled his weight in the office.
Well, the word is, he was fired for embezzlement. You know, dipping into the till.
Really? Who did you hear this from?
From Miriam. She always seems to be in the know. And she told me that's not the only time this company has gone wrong.
Go on.
The new management has been dabbling in too many sidelines instead of sticking to their main business. The company's been losing money for a long time.
Oh, no. And just when I thought they were really taking off.
Time out. A bed of roses. Claire's a student nurse. She has to work long hours for low pay, and she also has to attend nursing school. She has a lot of things to learn, and she has a lot of things to do every day. She's always very busy, and she really looks forward to her time off. She realized that life as a student nurse wouldn't be easy, but she didn't think it would be this difficult. In fact, it's no bed of roses. It isn't an easy existence. The bed of roses she can see from the hospital windows reminds her of this. Still, she's determined to study hard and to qualify as a nurse. Life still won't be a bed of roses, but it'll be a little easier than it is now. After she has qualified, she'll receive a better salary and will probably work fewer hours.